भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 204, text 204. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanarvinda. Jaya हते पिन श्री राधा गोविंदा। जय जय नित्यानंद चरणारविंदा। जय ते पुन श्री राधा गोविंदा। जय जय नित्यानंद चरणारविंद। जय ते पन श्री राधा गोविंद। जी जय जय ऑल गुरु इज टू नित्यानंद टू लॉर्ड नित्यानंद चरणारविंद द लोटस फीड या हे हते फ्रॉम हुम पनु आई गॉट श्री राधा गोविंद द शेल्टर ऑफ श्री राधा एंड गोविंद। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट ऑफ श्री प्रभुपाद। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद बाय हूज मर्सी आई हैव अटेंडेड श्री राधा गोविंद। परपोर्ट श्रीला नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर हु इज फेमस फॉर हिज पोएटिक कंपोजिशन नोन एज प्रार्थना हैज लेमेंटेड इन वन ऑफ हिज प्रेयर्स When will Lord Nityanand be merciful upon me so that I will forget all material miseries, material desires?
श्रीला नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर कन्फर्म दैट अनलेस वन इज फ्रीड फ्रॉम मटीरियल डिजायर्स टू सेटिस्फाई द नीड ऑफ बॉडी एंड सेंसेस वन कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल अवॉइड ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा वृंदावन. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna.
Om Agyantam Dandasya Gyananjana Sakhayaka Chakshuyam Tamina Tashmai Shri Guruve Nama Vancha Kalpataruvasya Kapa Sunduvayavcha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda जय द्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंदा. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी वृंदावन दास ठाकुर has mentioned that without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot understand anything what is bhakti. The bhakti tattva, actually we can only understand by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Prior to that, if you see the history, in history you will see in Ramayana time when Lakshmanji was angry, actually he wanted to kill even Bharat. Or there is another instance in which in Ram Leela there was another instance also when Lakshman was very angry. Nityananda Prabhu is completely different. When in Krishna Leela, when you see, Balram was very angry at one stage with Romaharsha Sutta, and actually he killed him. Or we can see that same Balram, when he comes as Nityananda Prabhu, and what happens with Jagai Magai? We know the story of Jagai Magai. He was requesting, please chant Hare Krishna. And actually when Jagai was requesting Magai that you chant the name of God, and you will be excused. And Nityananda Prabhu has tried but his best. But this Maghai has hit him on his head and he was bleeding. But at that time even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also very angry. He came out with his Sudarshan Chakra and he wanted to kill. But Nityananda Prabhu's mercy
he was saved. And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh Lord, if you are going to kill people like this, this in Kali Yuga, everybody is like that. So then you have to kill everybody." So from that stage, from Ram Leela to Krishna Leela to Chaitanya Leela, we can see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one stage, the stage of forgiveness, when some dacoits, you know, wanted to kill Nityanandra. And at this time, Nityananda Prabhu was very, very, actually was angry. And he cursed him, and actually that dacoit became blind, and he was suffering very heavily, and afterwards, you know, he wanted to commit suicide. But Nityananda Prabhu forgave him and requested him, don't commit suicide. Just now don't do sin, further sin again. Chant the holy name of Lord. Take the association of devotee. And whomever you meet, you tell them to give the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to other people, means they should also chant the holy name of Lord. And finally, that dacoits gang, they were so much convinced that they made a Sankirtan party. The dacoits made a Sankirtan party, and they started spreading the message of Nityananda Prabhu in that area. Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was very merciful. When he asked George Harrison that you are not to join Hare Krishna movement. Actually, many people were thinking, why Srila Prabhupada is so merciful on him? And he said, whatever you are doing, you add Krishna. And you can serve Krishna by that method. Actually, he told Mahatma Gandhi that, you see, you are a great person, you are very famous in India. If you take Krishna consciousness and spread the message of Gita, that is the purpose of life. Definition of Mahatma is who is all the time talking about God to other people. He told same thing to Indira Gandhi also, that you are very, very influential people. You take Krishna consciousness. And he has given away his memorandum even what how they should do in parliament and all that. But nobody has to give up their profession or business or family. See, most of the time the people got wrong concept that if we become devotee of the Lord, we have to give up anything. We have to give up everything. That's not our philosophy. Our philosophy is that you balance your life. Whatever quality you have got from your past karmas, or whatever ashram you are, you stay in that ashram. Divide your life into three parts. Do your work. Take care of your family. But make Krishna also as important as your job and your family. That is called balancing the life. If we can balance life by that method, we will get mercy of the Lord. Today people are working like a donkey, and they are thinking they can change their situation. They can never change.
whatever is already destined according to their prarabdha, it is going to happen. But we follow the instruction of Lord. As surrender to me, aham tam sarva papena mokshani masuch. I will take care of you. Kunte pratijani nama bhakta pranashyati. Arjun declared to the world, I will take care of my devotees. I will give them what they lack. I preserve what they have. But if we try to make our own arrangement without adding Krishna in our life, then the solution which we are trying to bring our life, the solution will bring a new problem which will be worse than the original problem. So we should try to understand what is the message of Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, before going to yesterday, Deepkirtan Prabhu has actually very deeply explained the philosophy. The source is Nityananda Prabhu, source of Sankarsan, Vishnu, Anant says. I would like to say that we are having very less information about Nityananda Prabhu. But without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, actually Vrindavandas Thakur said that these two incarnations are very important. Sri Prabhupada is so merciful. Actually in India nobody was knowing. Actually nobody means 99% people. You go to one part of India, this in Calcutta side or Mayapur side, people know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Prabhu are known throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada has given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and their mercy to everybody. Actually, if we go to past history and literature, you will find there is not very much mention of Nityananda Prabhu. Even Rupa Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has not mentioned anything about Nityananda Prabhu. Sanatan Goswami positively has said something about him in Vaishnav Toshni. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj has had in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has mentioned something, and afterwards something in Bhakti Ratnakar will get something about Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot approach Krishna without the mercy, because this Guru Tattva is very, very important. This Guru Tattva has been given by Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Nityananda Prabhu actually is second body of Lord in one sense that actually for his Lakshman to Ram, or he is Nityananda Prabhu for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu was actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 10 years younger to Nityananda Prabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Nityananda Prabhu after 32 years. When 1506 they met, means Nityananda Prabhu met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though Nityananda Prabhu was born on 1476, after 32 years, means 1506, he met, and at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only 20 years old. But Nityananda Prabhu was avadhut, and he was so much detached to the material world, but he was so kind. Actually, by his mercy, all these great people, you know, whether Raghunath Das Goswami, actually he suggested the method
how he should meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that Panati festival he started, and by that method he could get opportunity to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Nityananda Prabhu to get married. And he has two wives, Janava and Vasudha. When Vasudha expired, Vasudha has one son named Birchandra. That Birchandra, actually he was initiated by Janava. And by that, a new parampara started at that time. Because ladies, you know, gave initiation. First time in the history. So, this wonderful pastime of... Actually, it has lot of things about what in his childhood, what he has done. Nityananda Prabhu, like Krishna Leela and Brija. He has enacted so many dramas. And he was playing all those dramas. And then Navadvip people ask him, you see, from where you are doing, from where? And he was doing so wonderfully well. Although there are mentioned about 20 dramas, so too much detail on that. They ask, from here you got this, you have learned all this. And at that time Nityananda Prabhu replied, that these are my divine pastimes and I am allowing you to see. And at the end he bound up his pastime by merging the deity of Bankim Rao at Ek Chakra. So Nityananda Prabhu has played very important role in our bhakti movement. Bhakti, Krishna bhakti. That Krishna bhakti, if we want to understand, by whatever sources we have got, limited sources, because Krishna said this, my maya is duranti and very difficult to cross. But Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful, and that's why that Nityananda Tattva, we can get mercy of Lord. As I mentioned previously, that even in Ramayana, you know, Lakshman was very angry on Bharat. In the same way, Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful, like you see the example of Jesus Christ. You know, when he was crucified, at that time he was requesting, please excuse them, these people who are crucifying me. They don't know what they are doing. So same mood Nityananda Prabhu has got, and he asked Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, please excuse them, they don't know. Excuse them, otherwise you have to kill everybody. Now, Nityananda Prabhu has taught us how to live together, because everybody has got different nature. Srila Prabhupada said that your love to me will be shown how you behave with each other afterwards. You, we know everybody has different nature. There was one, because we have to understand what is the essence. If somebody is following the essence, if one person is giving message of the Lord and making people devotee, we must appreciate that person. You can't expect doctor by his knife he will cut sabji. A doctor can do operation, and by doing his operation, if he can make people Krishna conscious, that is more important than becoming ritualistic. Whatever is helping us, we should use that situation in the service of the Lord. Now, at one time, when Mukunda Datta, he brought Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And when he, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was such a luxurious person, he was even using hookah, having a glass before him and taking care of the hair and scent and so many, such a luxurious life. At that time, Gadadhar thought, why he has brought me here? It's not, I have come to the wrong place. But as soon as he saw, one sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam was narrated and one song was, he was singing some song on that basis. He became, Pundarik Vidyanidhi was so emotional and spiritual. And by seeing that, Gadadhar Pandit was so much impressed. And he said, this, I was committing offense. He is a great devotee. If a devotee is living in what dress, whether somebody is coming in suit or somebody is coming in any dress, if he is Krishna conscious, we have to see that. And then Gadadhar Pandit took in decision that I will take initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So we have to do what pleases Krishna. It is very important art of bhakti. Prabhupada wanted us to learn this art. I have seen in America when people were going for distribution of books. And been, you know, they were putting, they were using all type of techniques, though sometimes, well, it was not proper. But because of that book distribution, this movement of Krishna consciousness movement has spread over throughout the world. You know, once I was in priest work and somebody was doing Sankirtan, and that person, I have gone there to see what actually, how he is doing Sankirtan, and he was, that devotee was suited, booted. I was surprised how Sankirtan can be successful by this method. And he came to the parking place, devotee, and he was having some badge here and some notebook in his hand. And as soon as one couple got down from the car and he reaches them and said, I am giving you ticket. They got shocked. Why are you giving me ticket? And you see, the wife was looking at husband, and they were very nervous. And at that time, this devotee, suited, booted, he said, because you have got a very beautiful wife. And they were, wife was so happy, husband was so nice, and they got relief. And then he said, we run one
you know, one organization where we feed people and we run a school, and so we collect some donation, and this is our method of doing. I'm not saying the right or wrong, but people have done that type of thing in the beginning. Several stories, Sankirtan story, people know. But that has helped. That's why we have got seven temples around the world. The Hare Krishna movement has become a household name. We have committed certain mistakes, but we have to learn by those mistakes. But we have to understand that we have to understand that tattva, bhakti tattva. So, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, you know, he has decided to come down to Calcutta for preaching purpose all the way, because just like Srila Prabhupada, all the way leaving Vrindavan, he's gone to New York, Bowery, because most sinful people, so they wanted to give message, mercy of Nityananda Prabhu in such places, because people were not ready to take mercy here. Srila Prabhupada tried here in India for 33 years, people were not interested. Somebody in Jhansi, Shastriji, and finally, because his Guru, Nityananda Prabhu said, the Guru Tattva is very important. Without the mercy of Guru, we cannot understand anything. And when Srila Prabhupada was told by his Guru Maharaj on the first meeting that you go to English speaking world and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by that instruction of Guru Maharaj, he has gone such place and he was able to do the in New York. Actually, there are instances we read biography, people wanted to kill him, but for the purpose of spreading the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, the message of Nityananda Prabhu, he has taken all this risk. I may mention here that Jiva Tattva and God Tattva is connected by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. One story, we see that in Navdeep ground there was gold merchants. These gold merchants, actually, they were rejected by all Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Nobody was dealing with them. And at Adi Satyagram, this is the name of the place where they were living. And Nityananda Prabhu has gone there, where nobody was going, and he was personally going and meeting all these people who were rejected by the society, personally meeting all these people and telling them about Krishna, about
చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అబౌట్ భక్తి. అండ్ జస్ట్ లైక్ నారద ముని చేంజ్ లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ సెవరల్ డివోటీస్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ ఫ్రమ్ ద బిగినింగ్ టు ఎండ్, హీ చేంజ్ లైఫ్ బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ పర్సనలీ కాంటాక్టింగ్ ద పీపుల్. ఇట్స్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. We give classes, means I give class, go out, but if I meet people one to one, or afterwards people wants to ask some question and they want to meet. Actually I became, it's my, I mean movement for last 34 years, 35 is going on. I like to meet people. People have, material people have some problem or other. You will not find it, because dukkhale asashvatam, everybody is in material world is miserable, and particularly two types of people are always needed in the society, means one is doctor and another is lawyers. These are practically people don't want them, they are unavoidable nuisances, but people still have to go, so somehow or other they. And that's why you see most of the doctors can make more devotees. In the same way, I got that clue from doctors. And I started, instead of preaching them now, in the beginning, I was very famous of very heavy preaching. So, I started talking to them. People have some problem, this problem, that problem, family problem, business problem, house problem, this. So I really go deep in their problem than talking about Krishna consciousness. And try to understand what is the, because you know, if you solve their problems, family problem, business problem, children's problem, and give them suggestion and give them guidance, they will take Krishna consciousness very seriously. In comparison to if you talk only philosophy to them. Philosophy is important. Our purpose is to convey the message of Nityananda Prabhu to these people. But if you solve their problem by experience of 50 years of legal profession, I am 76. So whatever little experience I try to solve their problem. I may tell you something very confidential which I am not supposed to talk. Most of the time, many young girls, they have several problems. They thought this man, old man, we can tell the problem to him. And when I talk to them, very deep in all their problems, because when in the course of these problems and many legal matters and divorce matters and several things, I came in contact with one commissioner of police, assistant commissioner of police, and he told me, Mahaprabhuji, in Bombay, he told me something very heavy. He told me, these boys and girls in Bombay who are talking together, living together, means having meeting, talking, going picture, going to club or going to restaurants, 90% of them are having a relationship. Because in our Shastra it is clearly said that you cannot keep the water and fire together. And if they are doing it, just like last time I mentioned that this Garba dance, 2000 Garba dance play done in Bandra. And at that night, 3,000 contraceptives were sold. Parents are so fool, they don't know. Because this is written in Shastra, that if you keep the water and fire together, it's going to melt. So when they come with the problem and they tell me so many things, because I just go directly to the point without wasting. How many girlfriend, boyfriend you had, with whom you have relationship, what? And then they open and then you give them Krishna consciousness. When you solve their problem, if they are ready and willing to follow your instruction, solve their problem and give them Krishna consciousness. They take it very seriously. Because today people cannot open their heart to anybody. They have doubt on everybody. If I disclose my problem, this person will take advantage. Nityananda Prabhu have gone to Adi Satyagram and talked to these gold merchants and made them, all of them, he made devotee. That's the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, you see, this Guru Tattva means that Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. If we want mercy of the Lord, we need Guru's mercy. And that Guru mercy comes by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Because we know it very well. We have to become, Nityananda Prabhu is servant. All the time, servitor Lord means is servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking care of everything of Nityananda, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because actually to understand that philosophy of Jivaresh Rupa Hoye Nitya Krishna Das, it is our constitutional position that we have to become servant. In material world, people think I can be happy if I have many servants. But a spiritual world is completely different. In a spiritual world, how many people you are ready and willing to serve? And that is the philosophy Nityananda Prabhu has given us, that you see, we should serve Jivare Sarupo. So he was actually dham, shoes, cloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to understand that this philosophy of servitor, we have to learn from Chaitanya, from Nityananda Prabhu, and by this serving, by understanding this thing, understanding this philosophy, if we become humble and we start serving people, because other thing will not work. If we serve people according to time, place and circumstances, we can change heart of the people. Hare Krishna. If anybody has any comment or question.
Yes, please. So, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Wonderful class about Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. I have no knowledge about Vishwarupa Prabhu. Would you kindly give some, what was the reason of Vishwarupa Prabhu, elder brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, leaving the house at early age and taking sannyas? What would have been the story further?
You see, just like in Battle of Kurukshetra, Balramji left and he was traveling around everywhere.
So, but that Brahman, one Brahman came to his father, and even that was the custom one time, because that Brahman, his name, he requested his father that, you see, I am an old man, I want to travel, so if you please give your son so I can go out and see all the holy places. And that was the system at that time, that if somebody is asking, you can't say no like that. So he has gone with that Brahman, and finally when Nityananda Prabhu was actually not interested to come openly, so he, I tell you now, at that time when he was hiding himself at the house of Nandanacharya. He was but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to meet him. And actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, as I said, 32 years, when he was 32 years old, and the Lord was 20 years. At that time, Nityanapur reached the land of Nadia, and he hid himself in the house of Nandanacharya. And then, you know, Haridas Thakur and Sivas Pandit, they tried to search Nitai, but they were not able to search. They were not able to find them, but we failed. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came in Nadia, and there is temple now which is called Gaur Nityananda Temple, and there he could trace it. So he wanted to go out, see the places, and this is Lord's Leela, how he wants to do the things. And just like Balramji has gone out at the time when the battle of Kurukshetra was going on, he has also gone out.
Prabhuji, I think it is the story of Nityananda Prabhu. I wanted to know about Vishwarup Prabhuji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwarup Prabhu, who left house in the early age and became a sannyasi. So I have not heard much about his further, what he did.
Vishwarup, I'm sorry, I missed with the Nityananda Prabhu. I am not, no, if somebody can...
Hare Krishna. I mean, Vishwarup is of course, it was described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Vishwarup, when he was a student of Advaita Acharya, and so that time he was a youth, young man, and his father, Jagannath Pandit, wanted to get him married, because he saw that Vishwarup was becoming very, very attached to the Vaishnavas. He was not at all interested in the many grihasthas and the household life. So he wanted to get him married. But so realizing this, Vishwarup took sannyas. He left him and took sannyas, realizing this. So, of course, your question saying that why did he take sannyas at such an age? Now, there have been other indications, according to the other revelations, that the Brahmana who actually went to Harai Pandit's house to take Nityananda's away was actually none other than Vishwarup, according to the older authorities. And Vishwarup basically when Nityananda Prabhu, when he left on along with his supposed brahmana, so there is like emerging before. So which means that the Bhisharu is actually considered to be not there from Nityananda Prabhu himself. So that's why when Nityananda Prabhu, when he came to Nadia, when he came to Navadvip to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Leela which was taking place in the house of Sachimata was realizing that actually Nityananda is actually not different from, it's actually his own son, her own son. So therefore this Leela was described like that in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's one book I published, Nityananda Charitamrita. Some of these Leela are described there, you know. Have a pina.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
So Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.